And when you hear the little quick little word study I'm going to do here, in Mark chapter 1, we have in chapter verse 16, we have the calling of the disciples from Jesus. He's walking by the Sea of Galilee. He sees Simon. He sees Andrew, his brother. They're casting them in the sea because they were fishermen. They were doing what they do. Jesus looked at them and said, "Follow me. I'll make you become fishers of men." Now here, verse 18, I love Mark's gospel for many, many, many reasons. This is one of the greatest reasons. Mark uses a word throughout the gospel that talks about urgency. I mean, real urgency. And I think it's interesting to note that we live in a day when, as we talk tonight about what is happening, and as we talk about, Anita shares about the coming judgment. She says, you know, these things, the word says, our children are probably going to have to suffer these things. If we know the train is coming down the tracks and we're on the track, and it's barreling fast, there's going to be a sense of urgency on our part to get out of the way. In verse 18, the Bible says in Mark chapter 1 that as Jesus called them, they immediately. Now, again, Mark is the one who, of all the four gospel writers, he uses this word over and over and over and over. And it speaks of an urgency when Jesus asked the question, there was a sense of urgency in Jesus' invitation. It wasn't just a casual invitation. It wasn't that Jesus was just, you know, trying to be nice to these guys. It was a sense of, you guys need to get out of that boat right now. You need to follow me, because fishing for fish is one thing, but there are men out there who are dying. You fish to feed your family. You fish to take care of yourself. I want to cause you to be a fisher of someone, to save somebody else, to feed somebody else, to bring that which is dead to life. So when Mark uses this word immediately, he's sharing that Jesus is urgent in his request. I need you right now, right now, right now to do this. It's as if the fire alarm was going off in the church building and people were going to do what? Sit and get marshmallows and roast them? No, this thing is burning down. We're going to get out of here as fast as we can. That's the urgency of Jesus' request. And then Mark also tells us in the same word, immediately left their nets and followed him, of the urgency of response. They're like, whoa! They didn't ask questions. They didn't form a committee. They didn't debate it. They understood the urgency of his request. They understood that it was something very important that they needed to do, and they did it. They didn't even wait. They just did it. In verse 19, he goes a little bit farther down, and he sees James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Those are the dudes of thunder from last Sunday. And he looks at them, and they're mending their nets. Now look at verse 20. I don't know which translation you have, but the Greek says, immediately, same word, with urgency, Jesus calls them. It's not that he's just walking down the road and goes, hey guys, hey, I got a proposition for you. You're doing this, and you're mending nets, and that's got to be a stinky, smelly, boring job. How about I give you a new opportunity? No. Jesus is not making a proposition. Jesus is calling with urgency these two men to stop what they're doing and get on board with him. And it says immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants. John was, James and John, they weren't just in any old ordinary fishing boat. They were in a boat of luxury, if you will. They had servants. It's amazing that if you read this, really interpret it the right way, James and John probably aren't the ones doing the mending. They're supervising the mendors. They have servants to do this. And Jesus, with urgency, calls them to leave the position of being served, and with urgency calls them to a position to serve. With urgency. Why is there such urgency on the part of Jesus? Because Jesus knows man's greatest need is salvation. And he is calling people unto himself for the work of serving lost, broken, empty, dying souls, so that we might bring the good news to them. Urgency. Urgency on the part of the followers of Jesus. Then, verse 21, last one I'm going to use, verse 21. They go into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. Think about it just for 1 second. Where does Jesus go? He calls his people, and then where does he go? He goes to the religious house. He goes to the people who are there in religion. What was the urgency on Jesus' part? thought, I just, I, yeah, a thought came to my mind. Not on that song. A thought came to my mind. Why was Jesus so urgent to go to the, to number one, they were Jews. They were his people. Number one, that's who he was sent to wake up, if you will. But I kept thinking about this and thinking about this and thinking about this. And I thought about the idea, how many people are held captive by religion, by a set of rules, a duty, a sense of obligation. And here's Jesus with urgency. I got to get into that house. And I got to set these people free from legalism, from empty religion, from false, fake garbage. And I think of that in my own life, and I think of that in our life as a church, and I think of that in the lives of family members and friends and coworkers and neighbors and all that kind of stuff. Do we look at our ministry, our testimony, our life in Christ with such urgency that we see people around us that are captive, they're in bonds, they're in chains? And Jesus says, I send you with the same urgency I called you. When he pulled me out of the muck and the mire of my sin, it wasn't a casual invitation. Jesus goes, oh, by the way, Darren, I'm here on the Sunday night, and I'd like to invite you to follow me. No, Jesus was urgent. Immediacy was of utmost importance to reach his hand out and grab me, because I was sinking fast at that moment in my life and in my marriage and in my family. And he came running to stick his hand into my muck and my... He didn't just do it as, oh, man, this is... He went after me. With as much urgency as he went after me, it's the same amount of urgency he sends me. If you read Mark's gospel, you will see the word immediately show up almost on every page. Because the urgency with which Jesus comes for us is the same urgency with which Jesus calls us. So as you leave here tonight, know that as a born-again, blood-bought believer, it was of utmost importance for Jesus to pull you out of the muck and the mire. And it is of utmost importance for Jesus to send you out with an urgent message. Father, help us. Because there's a lot of distractions in our life. There's a lot of busyness in our life. And there's a lot of things that are holding us down and keeping us down. And Father, we have the opportunity to be free from those things. A lot of those things just need to be put off, like Julie shared tonight. And we need to be putting on the wardrobe you've provided us, because those things bring freedom. Those things bring peace. Lord, teach us. Teach us, God, to go from this place tonight with a sense of urgency into this world that is dying faster today than it was yesterday. Send us out with a sense of urgency to be light. Constant light, not flickering light, not a rotating light, Father, but constant light in the midst of great darkness. Oh God, give us your sense of urgency. May we begin to even recognize the urgency with which you sent your Son, Jesus, to the cross to die in our place. It's a price, Father, we'll never know the cost. Father, may we begin to understand the urgency by which you send us out as whole vessels, healed vessels. God, you had great urgency to come and fix our lives, to come and change our lives. May that urgency motivate us and drive us to go out into a world who needs the same healing, the same salvation. Lead us, God, for your glory alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.